everyone, and welcome back to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is Here at Last. It's good to be back podcasting to you again. I've taken about a week off, as some of you might have realised. I had some family commitments, and also I've been rather busy moving two of my younger children to a different school, which has proven to be quite consuming. But I'm here to be back podcasting, and here we have Here at Last. There has been a scraping sound in Wenatchee for about a week. It's the sound of snow shovels. Finally, the snow is here. And there isn't just a little of it. Out of the blue, a storm moved in, just as we were getting used to a snowless winter. It took us all by surprise. And it has had its usual impact on everything. Our lives have adjusted by becoming slower. You can't rush around if you're walking or driving on snow and ice. You can't arrive a little late because by the time you get to where you planned on going, you will be very, very late. One of my kids told me yesterday that one of her classmates was late for school because her front and back doors were frozen shut. There are inconveniences everywhere, and you just have to get used to them. On my way to the grocery store, there was a hold-up in the traffic. One car had slid into the snowbank that was in the middle of the road. It was stuck and sticking out right in the way of the traffic. People were looking out of their windows, honking their horns, and generally being impatient. Finally, a hero turned up to rescue the stranded person. It was a policeman. He walked slowly over to the stranded driver, who was desperately spinning his wheels, assessed the situation, got in his car, and literally pushed the car out of the way with his police car. It worked. Problem solved. One thing about living in this area is that you become more flexible in the winter. I think you become more understanding. Everyone has things to do. We're all in a hurry. But there is a white obstacle out there in the streets and driveways that slows us all down and sometimes causes accidents. So what does it all mean? It means we have to be more thoughtful. One of our neighbour's boys cleared the snow from my friend's driveway because she's in her late 70s and lives alone. You often see people snowblow their own driveways and walkways and then continue on to the neighbour's. I'll be going over to my mother's house today to clear her walkway while she's at work, because she's terrified of slipping and falling. To avoid an accident, she wears attachable rubber crampons, believe it or not. They keep her stable and safe. Whoever sells those should be making some good money this time of year. Related vocabulary and expressions. Out of the blue. It was a quiet spring day when, out of the blue, a noisy jet screamed through the air right above my house. It was a quiet spring day when, out of the blue, a noisy jet screamed through the air right above my house. To be taken by surprise. I was in a daydream looking at the flowers, when John came up to me and started talking. He took me completely by surprise. I would daydream looking at the flowers when John came up to me and started talking. He took me completely by surprise. You can't afford to. You can't afford to spend your time watching television when you have an exam tomorrow. You can't afford to spend your time watching television when you have an exam tomorrow. To stick out. I cut my leg on a nail that was sticking out of the step. I cut my leg on a nail that was sticking out of the step. Well, that's the end of today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Remember, drop me an email at acupofenglish@hotmail.com or acupofenglish@live.com. to give me any of your feedback, your questions or your comments, or even requests. You can follow me on Facebook at Anna from A Cup of English, and also A Cup of English is on Twitter. And if you're interested, there's the app of A Cup of English in iTunes. Until next time, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.